Hi, this is Gordon Webster, and you're listening to the Swingin' Blues Radio Show on CKMS 100.3.
Smokes, what a song.
That was magical.
That just builds, and you were describing the chord progression in that one. You know what? Tell us what we heard in that song, and why is that such a great song?
So I was telling you while the song was playing about how malleable it was.
Malleable.
You can do anything you want to it. It's really simple. For musicians, they'll understand what the heck I'm talking about. And for lack of a better word, lay people will know what I'm talking
yep.
about as well. You've got basically fifths all throughout the song. Okay. You've got your, it starts on a D minor. Okay. Then you've got your A major And then in that kind of like, and I said, na, 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 you know, that part,
yeah.
That's your G minor that comes in.
Okay.
But those are the only three chords that are played throughout the whole song. And I was telling you how you can do anything you want with those three chords, and you can interchange them as long as you have that key bass structure that yes. we're talking about. Because it goes from G to D, and then D to A. Those are fifths. Those are perfect fifths. So you can have a D minor, and you can play the G note like a saxophone, like a lead sax, like first sax can play a G note, and it won't sound bad.
Okay. And that's the thing. I saw you can mix up the different instruments, because if they do the same...
Well, not just mix up the instruments, but you can have a like an instrument playing in a completely different key.
Yeah.
But it'll sound fine.
Yeah. Hmm.
Oh, as long okay. As long as you keep the right... Like, as long as you have the bass key,
yeah.
Like you can't play outside of that, right? You have yeah. your the key of the song that you're in, and you follow that scale, right? Whatever notes are not in that scale, you're not allowed to play it, or else it sounds like garbage.
Right.
So, G is there, but what makes G sound so good in the song is the fact that it's already present, so you can play it anywhere. That's tying in with improv, because as long as you know that.
Oh, I get it.
It'll
so the
sound
other guys
good.
Know how to play into it.
Well,
right?
Because that's the thing is you already know all the... They were talking about underlying assumptions before, but this is another underlying assumption of improv is you just know it. You know that the chords... You know that the notes work well with one another because it's yeah. in that position.
Yeah.
You know what it's going to tell you. You know how it's going to resonate in your ear. And you know what kind of emotion you're going to be kind of transmitting with that.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
What do you think, Lucy?
I approach improv in a very different way. So I actually don't consciously register. Well, I could if I think about it, if yeah. I want to know. But I don't usually consciously register necessarily which chord it is even. Somehow I just find the notes on the board. Sometimes I do register. It depends. Yeah, I guess a little bit. And then also, like, so I don't keep a conscious track of the scale, but I just feel like, you know, swing ought to sound this way. So without conscious thinking about scale, somehow the notes usually fit in. And another very interesting thing for classical musicians, I think, when they come to play jazz, this is my experience as a violinist, is that there's certain keys. I think like this song even, like where I would guess when I listen to it, I will yeah. listen to it like about half tune off, even though I have perfect pitch. So it's a competition between the conventional harmony that like classical pieces use and like your perfect pitch. So if you tell me a single note, I can tell you the right note. But when you have the whole harmony progression, everything goes on, because the certain keys are kind of maybe somehow missing or less, very rarely used in classical music. So for some reason, when you hear the combination, it doesn't, I mean, the combination of harmony together, I would sometimes come to conclusions or like have tune off. It's like kind of interesting, like very embarrassing experience sometimes.
So do you think you could put a violin to that song there? It has a nice
of
float
course,
part
yeah.
in the center. I mean,
yes,
I can just
yeah.
see the long haunting sounds of a violin, that center part,
yeah.
you know.
Especially when it's slow, like that, you know, that slow
yeah,
part
of
the
that,
song.
That just seems to make sense.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's so.
But it's a very. It's almost like an oompa song, like, you know, dun, 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 dun. And that's why I was able to play the accordion really well to that song in the band.
Oh,
it
yeah, yeah.
Really, just imagine the accordion.
Yeah.
Just think.
Because you can hold those notes and.
It sounds good.
Yeah.
Because you can stretch it out too, like a violin. You can stretch out those notes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, the first step to improv is to fit in with the harmony so
yeah.
you don't stand out and sound weird or like out of place.
Yeah.
I mean, the next thing, I mean, maybe there's some things in the middle, I'm not sure, but is to tell a story. Like, what do you want to express? There's a longer idea that's behind what you're doing. For example, I mean, maybe not in the swing setting, I mean, necessarily, but when I work with independent songwriters, they would tell me their lyrics. I mean, often ask them to show me the lyrics. I don't study their music because I just incorporate that on the fly very often. Sometimes I study their music, but that's less necessary. But I study their lyrics and trying to see what story they're trying to tell,
yeah.
what kind of feeling they want, intimate, whatever. And the whole story, like put dialogues between people, or maybe it's like just some imagery is in my head. So when I've studied the lyrics thoroughly, and then when I have this imagery, I just translate those imageries into the music and into notes. So the harmony is only a very small part of improv when it comes to doing it musically and doing it really helping to paint the piece in the right colors.
Yeah. I just think about it. It's a great idea to have this new and unusual band that doing swing music. I want you to know that I'm interested in having the official Waterloo Swing Dance log rolling team so as to improve one's coordination with their feet, that they'd be light on their feet. You know, log rolling, where they have to really hop around. You know, you've seen log rolling, have you, Max? Those guys, those crazy lumberjacks out in B.C., and they try to knock each other off of a rotating wood log in a water trough.
Uh-huh.
So if you backtrack and the other guy falls in, you win. But if you have to try to dislodge each other, the footwork.
Yeah. We should try getting Paul to see if he can do that.
I bet he'd
if Paul's listening,
he's
Paul,
light on
do
his
it.
Feet, he could probably do that.
He probably needs some music in the background, though.
I hear ya.
Yeah, oh my goodness. So, that's a good chat we're having. I'm going to be leaving around 11:30. So
okay, that's good.
Or 11:30.
Yeah, so unless that's if you're going,
do you have any work for me? Do you want me to make any announcements?
Well, we do have announcements, and you know what? That was not a bad idea. If you're into it, then I will just hand this over to you,
sure. And
I want to tune up a song here for that Lucy has asked for. It's a local band, so we do need to do some of these, and I need to run some other paper announcements, so let's see.
Why don't we listen to that song, and then we can get ourselves organized with the paperwork?
We could do that. I think this is, I'm trying something new here. I'm going to play it off with the...
You're at the controls, man. You're pilot in command here.
Yeah. I'm getting all kinds of new challenges.
You're El Capitan.
Let me just click this on and see what happened, and maybe we got something that's going to work. I wonder if it's working. So you think that would just go, wouldn't you? Oh, it says you need Adobe Flash to play sounds.
Oh, boy.
So, we're trying something here and it's not working. But why don't you tell us quickly what this band is that you wanted to promote?
Actually, it's not my computer. It's a one person album. Sorry.
Yeah.
So this is like one of my collaborators, MD Edwards.
Yep.
He put out this seven track album around May. Anyway, so like he put them on vinyl to this large vinyl thing, 20, like I don't remember the numbers. But
go ahead. Sorry.
Just like a local independent songwriter who writes good music. I was hoping to show them people a little bit. It's just vocal plus guitar. But we've done some shows in town where we have like a bass and a drum and me sometimes. The different combination of keyboards at different times, different venues. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, Lucy.
It's okay.
Well, did you guys pull the power cord out of the gizmo or something?
That's my bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You may be, you're probably a great pianist, but you're a clumsy walker around her.
Clumsy walking around the station.
Yeah, I know you got to leave soon. I just was wondering, and we can't play the MD Edwards song, and thanks for that little talk about that, Lucy, but, you know, we forgot to talk a little bit about In the Mood.
Right.
Just talk about a little bit about what's happening in the mood from a musician standpoint and why it's a good dance tune.
Well, first things first, let's get some history on In the Mood, my history with In the Mood. And my history is basically I had a 40s and 50s phase back in high school, basically, and early on in university. And this is the song that kicked it off. Because I fly planes, right? I'm an aviator.
Yeah.
And so when you listen to this song and you can't help think about, you know, just planes just on a tarmac or planes like, you know, warplanes, warbirds, right? So the song has a lot of emotion to it. In the Mood has a lot of emotion to it, but also the song kind of has, you're talking about that 2 and 4, right, where it's the upbeat on the 2 and the 4.
Yeah.
And you can hear it clearly in the song, especially in the opening riff, right? And that thing, it kind of builds to it. And that 2 is where the horns will just really hit it. Saxophones and whatever will do the same thing. Trombones will do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can really bounce to it. You can feel the music.
Yeah.
So, but they're able to improvise.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the structure we were talking about this whole show. You can hear it, right? You were able to hear it, right, Jeff?
Yeah.
Lucy, you're able to hear it, right?
Yeah.
Like the structure that we were talking
about. Oh, yeah, that's right. I mean the bar measure, yeah. But there are big, so you don't mean bigger structure, right? I mean per bar, there's this down, like kind of, yeah, okay, the swinging
exactly.
feeling.
Exactly.
Right.
You hear it in the bass.
Yeah.
You hear that structure, like specifically in the bass.
Yeah.
You know, and the trumpet does whatever the heck it wants to do, but you can still dance to it.
Yeah.
Or you can still, even if you don't dance, you can still bounce to it. You can still feel the music. You can still tap on a desk or whatever. So, you know, that's basically all I have to say about that.
Well, you know, I don't know why it came to mind, but I'm not a musician, but a dancer. I have played a little bit, but not very much. And it always amazes me that musicians aren't natural dancers, because when they play the song that really swings you want to dance to, it's just seems, for the musician, it's just another song. But like
maybe we're not natural dancers, but we are we're natural picker uppers. Like we're able to pick up dancing really well because we feel the music.
Right.
We know what the music is going to do.
Right.
Depends on the person. Some people don't dance.
<That's true. laughs>
So I've been told by a friend, like because I do music and I do ballet, so I should dance to whatever other music. So good for swing. Anyway, but some people are clumsy.
I haven't danced long enough to, you know, really pass judgment. But I'm sure there are people who say, oh, I've been dancing for 4 years, and you dance with them, and you're like, what the heck are you doing?
Yeah.
Stop. Or don't stop, but, like, just get your poop in the group, right? Like, just, like, they're just not catching the rhythm. And I'm obviously, I'm not trying to sound mean, but I'm just, you know, there's no other way to say it, is that if you're not able to pick up the music, pick up the music first and then dance to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know the steps. You know what to expect in the moves. You know how to either lead or follow. But if you don't know how to listen to the music, what the heck are we doing here? You know, get the heck out of the Dodge.
Well, actually, you're right. But it's also true. Like, you're talking about how quickly someone picks it up and maybe they look good. But it's also, I know there's lots of people who have danced. They've learned the technical side and they just love it so much that even though they may not come into it as naturally, they do, and you know what? When you dance with a partner dance, here's the thing. You're getting constant feedback to the quality of your signal.
Right? Only if you know how to transmit your signal.
However.
Because I can't do that, so I have no idea what the heck she's communicating.
Well, but over time.
It's all about this tension compression stuff.
Yes.
Dave, I'm expecting you to teach me well.
Compression tension is wonderful, my friend.
Well, you know what? You know Connie.
Yeah.
Connie. So the first time I went dancing, that was the first thing she told me about. She said, it's all about this. And I was like, what the heck are you talking about?
Yeah.
And so she was like, talk to Dave. And so I spoke to, not Dave Trin, Dave, the other Dave.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a goatee going on now.
Yeah.
So, and he was talking about tension compression. And then Paul started talking about the same thing when he was showing me a few things.
Yeah.
And I found that that's the core thing. And now that you're talking about this communication thing, I'm seeing where this is going. I think that the real bulk of dancing is in, or at least partner dancing is in, that tension compression.
Well, and I'll give you an example now. Thinking back to your comment, you just don't hit the keys at the same weight when you play. Some keys you hit harshly and then release them slowly, or some you hit more slowly and back. That is, I think, the equivalent of tension and compression in dancing.
I've never thought of that.
Only I thought about, you said your hands dance on the keyboard.
Yeah, yeah.
And I watch musicians, and sometimes the keyboardist gathers himself up, and the way they press their keys is different than they would the next time, depending on the music. Mm. So
I never thought of that. Do you think there'd be also a relation between, like, I mean, for pianists, like us pianists, left hand and right hand, because that's a communication, right? Or think about a jazz band.
Yeah.
How there's probably tension and compression between the bass and the higher.
No, I get that, because, I mean, the true classical jazz is quite abstract, but it sounds disharmonious, but in fact it's very harmonious. They are somehow communicating each other.
Paul doesn't know his steps, but he's able to communicate his emotion very well.
Yeah.
Right? He doesn't have his conventional steps, but he's one of the most, I'm not going to say, I can't say talented, because I don't know the difference, but I can say that at least he knows how to fake it well.
Yeah.
You know,
I hope Paul doesn't mind this, but we're just picking on him.
I hope not. I'll find out soon enough, but hopefully he doesn't rip me a new one.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm trying to say, though, is that, you know, we were talking about in the mood,
yeah,
right? The conversation between structured bass And Lucy finds that really fun.
Yeah, I know. She just chuckled on the way here.
But it's a conversation and communication between a structured bass and the ups and downs of the improvising horn.
Yeah. So.
It's neat, eh?
Oh, I know.
I never thought of it that way. Mm-hmm. Jeff, you just blew my mind.
Yeah. Well, you know, we are in the arts here, and our job as an artist is to explore these options and talk things over and find new things.
Why not?
I know.
Why not? And I think it's really fantastic because whether you're an artist, engineer, scientist, geographer, or whatever, music plays an integral part in everybody's life.
Yeah.
And music communicates to them different things. And that's why I believe, being on the radio for 2 years before and being back on radio now, that this is one of the most, you know, the most interesting kind of civil necessities, for lack of a better way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Radio is, you know, we're communicating to people the same way that music communicates to others, right? And we're sharing this kind of, you know, our thoughts and whatnot, and the lines are open. If they want to tell us something or whatever, they're more than happy. We're more than happy to pick up the phone and talk to them.
That's right.
And I think this is, it's an integral part of society. Music is an integral part of our lives.
And you'll get this from your pre-programming experience in the fact that community radio, it's really is the real deal. It's like, we know that the main stations and networks are algorithm-driven. What's popular, what's going on, it's difficult to be new, but this is real in the sense that it's somewhat unpolished, and we're talking about a specific topic that we like, and I think, and there's a big market for that, where people just want to hear the real deal.
And the thing is that we also offer variety, just like other community radio stations in the region, and I guess in the world, is that we cater to a lot of different tastes, mm-hmm. and you can listen at specific hour here or there. And people will have their name said on our show. You know, like you probably wouldn't hear it on 91.5, but you're hearing it on 100.3 because this is very community driven. So
we've done a good job of self congratulation here, haven't we? This is wonderful.
Oh yeah, I miss this. I miss being in front of a microphone.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And
you have a good flow with it, and maybe and you're a busy person, I'm sure, and maybe sitting behind the desk here and running a show once in a while would be part and parcel. And be
2 hours, and I'm not an evening person, but this is impressive. I'm up and really let's get her done.
Well, you guys have just been the greatest guest ever, so I'm just so glad you're able to come out tonight and do this show, and we'll probably have to play another song and another couple ads, and we'll be back and talk some more. Sure. If you can stay with us, that's great, but if you're on and upward...
I'll be here for a while, so don't worry about
okay.
it. You know,
I know you're talking about, you're feeling under the weather a little bit tonight, or how you feeling there?
I'm a little sick. I got the sniffles, but I'm much better than this morning. This morning I woke up and I felt like garbage. Okay. Last night I already started feeling kind of a little sick, but then Hammer Hoppers just destroyed me. But totally worth it.
See, there's a whole story there about how dancing is good for your, it's good for you. It gets your body moving. It's got to be like full of health hormones or something, right?
Oh, yeah, it's mood food for the soul, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you know how people go to McDonald's, right, for mood food? They're like, oh, I can really go for a Big Mac, but I know it's not good for me. Well, they go and they eat it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm feeling under the weather. I'm going to go swing dancing, and even though I don't know what that... Well, that too.
Yeah.
It's not only is it not bad for you, it's actually really good for you.
It is excellent.
And it's a great way of, a great way to socialize.
Yeah.
I keep on meeting new people every time I go out dancing.
I know. This is an undiscovered secret how much fun dancing really is in the scheme of things. It gets your body moving and you have fun. It's the best.
But you know what? I also think that it being a very North American kind of thing, swing.
Yeah,
swing essentially is very
well. That's true. It is the quintessential North American folk dance in a sense. I mean, there's square dancing is arguably it, but swing dance was created in America and it spread back out through its parents.
Western Europe,
was
basically had that for a while.
And basically the crucible for that was the classical music of early North America merged up with the Afro-American beats from the slave population at the time, and that clashed together, that synthesis created swing.
So African vernacular, we were talking about that on Monday.
Ah,
you remember?
Yes,
we were talking about African vernacular.
We covered blues. We basically did our radio show on Monday night, didn't we?
Yeah, we only spoke for like 7.5 minutes. So we were talking actually during the birthday jam.
Yes, that's
and,
right.
I was trying to clap, but we were too busy talking. But yeah, that Essentially, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of roots. But what I was trying to say is the sense of community that we have, with swing, mm-hmm. The fact that it's a very North American thing, we all relate to it very well. Just like if you go to Latin America and you say, you walk in a bar and you say salsa, everybody will know exactly what the heck you're talking about. They'll know what's going on.
Hey, can I take advantage of you and do these? We didn't do the announcements yet.
Oh, that's, okay.
So there it says there are radio announcements. All right, you want to power through those guys at your leisure and convenience, and maybe Lucy will say, wow, and so on. And I'm going to hit around the corner for a second, and I'll give you guys
a lot of things.
Well, it's just the part that says radio announcements, and then it'll switch to, like, other announcements. Okay, so it should be one page.
We got door prize. Nope, that's different. The radio announcements. Okay, so we're going to start with local announcements. So let's do that. I'll do local, and then you can do whatever else.
Okay.
How does that sound? All right, so in local news, the new dance schedule for 2013 is out on at the Hepcat Hoppers website, www.hepcathoppers.ca, and that's for Lindy Hop, Charleston, Balboa, Blues, and West Coast Swing. So check that out for your 2003 February schedule. At the Jazz Room is, I guess they're operating a dance at the Hoother Hotel. Is that what it is?
Music.
So, I don't know the Jazz Room. So, music. Yep. They're offering music at the Hoother Hotel. And dinner.
Mm-hmm. Have you been out there yet, Lucy? Do you go to that Jazz Room?
Yes. Jason White is running it. So he plays for us sometimes on Monday. So, I know that. Yeah.
Okay.
Have him on Facebook.
all right. There you go. And that's at the Hoother Hotel. If you want more information about that, and the Hoother Hotel is located at 59 King Street North in Waterloo, in Uptown Waterloo. It's operated by the Grand River Jazz Society. And if you want more information, www.kwjazzroom.com. KW Dixieland Jazz Club will be having a thing at the Royal Canadian Legion on 19 Regina Street South in Waterloo. And that's on Saturdays from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., and you can get more information at www.kwdixie.com. West Coast Swing Dance Party, it's a one-year anniversary, and this is at Hepcats, February 2nd. Wait, this is old news.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. I don't know what's...
All right, we're skipping to the next one. So, for those of you who did attend it, awesome.
It was.
You had fun. Was it good?
Yeah.
You were there, Jeff.
Yeah, well, no, I didn't... I didn't make that one, actually. What was I doing? I was into something else that night. Yeah, I didn't make it. But I've been to them. They're good dances. I've been to three over the last year, so.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't really know much about West Coast Swing.
Yeah.
You'll have to tell me during the break.
A lot of people just love it.
Yeah. Fourth annual Chocolate Blues House Party. That's the big news. That's the big news.
Yeah.
Apparently, February 23rd. So that is coming up.
Yeah.
Did not happen in the past. That's from 7:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. or probably later.
Now you guys would really like that because halfway through the night, the band starts playing, and typically Roberta Hunt or somebody will be kind of head of that and set the pace, and everybody who ever wants to play anything joins in. And while you're playing, improvising, playing classics, you're playing the main swing tunes. Other people are dancing. There's a chocolate fountain upstairs, and there's things to eat, and it's a big old house, and it's just a great old time. So if you guys can find a chance to come out, you'll enjoy it.
I'll bring my accordion or my melodica for that one. But that's okay, so that's February 23rd.
Yeah.
That's coming up, actually,
that's
pretty soon.
Up. Yeah.
Less than 10 days. 7:30 p.m., 15 Summerfield Place in Kitchener.
Yep.
And there's some notes here. The fourth annual Chocolate Blues Dance House Party is a way for social dancers, dance students, musicians, instructors, and out-of-town dancers to get together in an informal environment. And for more information, they can visit www.hepcathoppers.ca. Jazz at the Theater, at the Registry Theater, 122 Frederick Street in Kitchener. Local jazz concerts. Okay, so that was in the past. Larry's Jazz Guys will be playing March 8th, and then Mike Jansen Trio, April 12th. And for more information about that, www.registrytheater.com. Mike, right there.
Yeah, that's right. Continue.
Okay. The Art of Social Dancing featuring Peter Flahiff. Is that how you pronounce
it? Yeah, that's good. That's what I would say. Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. That's a great instructor coming to our area if you want to do a workshop here in town. Go ahead.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Friday, March 22nd, so that is in a while. That's at 6 p.m. Okay.
Let me know if you're
interested. Oh, okay, it is a workshop. Yeah, it's a weekend-long thing. Friday, March 22nd to 6 p.m. on Sunday, March 24th. And then this 10 p.m. Hepcats, 42 Herb Street East. And what was that, Lucy?
It's time. If you want to
go. No, that's fine. That's fine. I'm waiting. So there's some notes here. Weekend full of social dancing, dance and music instructions, live music, potluck dinner, vintage music and video presentation, and a movie night featuring guest instructor Peter Flahiff from Seattle, Washington. There's going to be live music with John Seeger and the All-Stars. Early bird rates, $100 per person until February 15th, so which is in 23 minutes will be today. But it's you still have a day and 23 minutes to get your early bird rate at $100. And that includes classes and all the dances. Limited to 20 leads and 20 follows due to space. So this is a pretty, this is really tight.
Yeah.
And it's 20 and 20. So, wow, yeah. Okay. Does not include the music lesson with John Seeger Saturday morning. And for information, it's telling me to tell everybody to visit not that website. Why is it? What is this?
So
there's no website. There's no website for that one.
So, I'm probably confused, but basically
Hepcat Hoppers, sorry.
Yeah, Hepcat Hoppers.
Yeah, Hepcat Hoppers. It was saying KW Jazz Room, and I was like, nope.
Nope.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, you know why that is? Because I'm so cheap that I use the paper over again, so I print it on the back of it last week.
Okay.
So when you want to go, you want to go the facing pages, not look all to right. the left. So
that's why I was like,
I tried to figure out why that was on
redundant
date.
News.
Yeah.
And one more thing before I pass the mic on to Lucy. Old Men Dancing. The group is called Old Men Dancing, and they are precisely that, an avid and artful assembly of elderly amateurs who do what they love and love what they do. They are performing at the Registry Theater on February 23rd. There is no website to visit, however. Is there a website that people can visit to get that, or they can just Google Old Men Dancing?
Isn't it amazing how that Google works that way? There was just, you can find just about anything at town.
Well, it used to be, go search it on the internet. Now people are just saying, go Google it.
Yeah.
What?
You should make that roll off the tongue. Woo-woo.
Woo-woo. Well, it's like Eddie Murphy's Delirious. Yeah. Goonie Goo-Goo. Have you seen that for the 1980 whatever it is?
Okay. I'm out of touch, but I just think Goo-Goo-Goo would be kind of it's like a new call. Goo-Goo-Goo. Goo-Goo-Goo. Everybody call around. Goo-Goo-Goo.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You just pull that wire in again?
So, yeah.
Oh, he's
sorry.
What the heck? Go ahead, Lucy.
So let's continue with the national announcements.
Okay.
So on Saturday, there's a Saturday night swing dance party in Toronto. That's Ontario, of course. That's happening at the Dover Courthouse, 7 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
The address is 805 Dover Courthouse, Toronto. Swing dance lessons is from 7 to 9 p.m. and live music from 9:15 until 1 a.m. Please, you can go to www.odd-sock.org. And then there's like a fourth annual Jetty.
That's Swing Star Wars.
Jetty Swing Trails. It's David Sting. Anyway, so it's happening Saturday, May 4th, 2013, okay, 7 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Now, please dress up as your favorite Star Wars character. I wonder if I'm signed up for that. I forgot. Jetty, Jack, and Joe competitions. And there will be prizes. You'll also go to the same website, www.odd-sock.org. The next announcement is the Hammer Hopper Monthly Dance has happening at the London Tap House, 31 John Street South, Hamilton.
Yeah, that's probably...
It may have changed to Tailgate Charlie's.
Yeah.
It might have changed to Tailgate Charlie's, so the address might be wrong, but it's London Tap House, 204.
Okay. For those who are concerned about distance,
I saw it.
Okay, Tailgate Charlie's is really close.
Okay.
It's just on the other side of
okay. Okay. Yeah. So, I don't know. So, the same Hammer Hopper Monthly Dance happens February 13th, March 13th, April 13th with the band, live band, May 8th, June 5th, and June 25th.
Mm-hmm.
Please go to the website, www.hammerhoppers.com.
Well, if you see a couple more there, like it does switch to international events, but we'll stop anytime you want to quit there.
Just because it's a very long, it seems like we should put on some music.
Let's put on some music.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea, Lucy. You're smart. And I'm going to play Just one more by one of my favorite bands. That is Claude Williams, Claude Fiddy Williams. And this is G Baby and Are Good to You. And we'll play a few ads of that, and then we'll be back shortly. So stay tuned, folks, and your Swing Jazz and Blues show here tonight on CKMS Radio on February 14th, Valentine's Day. And I hope you're enjoying our show, and we will be right back.
Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, honey, ain't I good to you? There's nothing in this world too good for a girl so sweet and true. Honey, ain't I good to you? Bought you a fur coat for Christmas, a diamond ring, big Cadillac car, and everything. Nothing in this world too good for a girl so sweet and true. Honey, ain't I good to you? Make me treat you the way that I do. Honey, ain't I good to you? There's nothing in this world too good for a girl so sweet and true. Honey, ain't I good to you? Bought you a fur coat for Christmas, diamond ring, big Cadillac car, and everything. Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, honey, ain't I good to you? Gee, honey, ain't I good to you?
this is Amy Nyland from Waterloo, and you're listening to CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
No use to cry. For years you dogged me around, and now's the time for me to let you know what's on my mind. I'm gonna wait, don't ask me to stay. Fare thee well. Mama's been to school. I learned a brand new rule. I ain't no fool. I'm gonna get me a man who will treat me right, one who'll stay home every night. Fare thee well, mama's gone, goodbye.
Monday night at Hepcats, the joyful sounds of swing jazz and blues music is played by local live bands or DJs. They will keep you dancing all night long starting at 9 p.m. Enjoy an introductory dance lesson starting at 8:30 p.m. included in the cover price. Hepcats is located at 42 Herb Street East, Waterloo. Please use the side door entrance. For more information, visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
Shady Nook Farms, raising all-natural cattle with care. Are your local food source for beef. We have whole sides, half sides, hamburger, and summer sausage, and freezer packs. Locally raised and prepared, visit our website at shadynook.ca.
Okay, go ahead.
It's... What? You're listening to the Jazz and Blue show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. It's Lucy Zhang.
Thanks, Lucy. I think that's great. It'll be fine. Thanks for doing that. Kind of took you by surprise there. I know, but that's great. So we just played a little bit of Alex Pangman there. We want to make sure we honor our Canadian content commitment to being this community ready here in Kitchener, Ontario. So Alex Pangman's a great artist from Toronto, and we've had her here actually for a show. She's been really good. She's a great great blues, a great singer, a great person to dance to.
Interesting.
I actually saved me one song to finish off here, being it's Valentine's, and it's all about love. So I think we'll play it. Eventually, we'll play Love Shack, and who doesn't like that one as long as it just rolls along? So we're just kind of in the last bit of our show here. We're going to kind of do a little bit of an outro and finish up here and just ask my guests, ask them if we've forgotten anything they want to talk about. Lucy, we talked a lot about music and improvisation that's required of a violinist or maybe a cellist or anybody to play swing music.
Or pianist. So, I guess a couple of things. Earlier, I was kind of responding to some of Max's comments on this connection in dancing. So this tension release thing, of course, it's also in, for example, classical music and the phrasing and breathing. So those things are quite similar, and that's a pianist or whatever. So just to relate to something. And another thing is maybe some dancers we were talking about, maybe don't quite get the rhythm right away, which is a lot of people have this problem, but they should kind of keep trying. I think they usually get better over the years. Mm-hmm. Again, better and better in listening to it, so it's maybe a bit awkward to start, but they get better. So I think I'm encouraging to stay on with dancing. And another thing, when we talked about structure, so I mean, we were earlier talking about only the structure within the measure, and I think I'm sort of more interested also in the structure, in the phrasing. So this 32-bar structure, very standard structure in jazz, and I would like to learn a lot more about it. That would be my project for getting into jazz playing, more in-depth in jazz playing. And finally, I think I would like to really thank my friends online who are hanging out with me right now as I do the show and giving me live feedbacks and there's another music comment, like somebody tuba player doing this, and or like somebody else saying, okay, I'm here listening. So it's really great. It makes doing the show a much better and friendly experience.
And your hostess loved it too. It's just nice to hear that we have listeners that are checking out our show, and I hope they're enjoying their time here. And it's a big part of it is people like yourself, Lucy, coming in and talking about what you do, what you like, and music. And a big shout out to your friends listening in. Do they have any questions or about what they like? What are they saying about the show so far?
So we were commenting, for example, we had a non-classical singer going on just now. And also they have, I have got another player, another person telling me that he plays the harmonica. And introducing me to some jazz harmonica player from online and many things. Yeah. Tuba things, just many musical comments. Yeah, I think
that's wonderful. And are these people that you know from you're being a violinist, or in this new, or is these people you're learning from this new venture with have to do with this improv group you're working with?
Composition project.
Yes.
So let me talk about a little bit of each of those things. So
yeah, please.
My band, who's my pianist, he's listening in, and we collaborated on some classical projects together. We performed concerts, for example, at the KWCM, Chamber Music Society, last May. And so that's what one of the connections.
Now, there's a place I haven't been for a while. I like going up there to the chamber music. It's up there by Waterloo Park.
That's right.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah, one of the comments he made earlier was that it's challenging for a classical pianist to come in and pick up the harmony right away from with their ear and then jump in and play. But, okay, of course, usually they have the chart, which will help them do that in jazz. It's actually easier than some other improv. And then another person is from like a scientist, actually. I mean, they're both scientists, but like there's another scientist who I met at a conference in Singapore, and he since I posted something on Facebook, so he followed and told me that he's coming and listening, and he plays a harmonica.
Yeah.
So I just found out, actually, I didn't know before. And finally, about this composition project, we're just going to brainstorm this Saturday with Heather Taves. From University of Wilfrid Laurier, and also Ben Bo Martin from Wilfrid Laurier, the cellist professor, I think. If I get it wrong, I hope not. And then, you know, another composer from Turkey, and like so many exciting people, and Kevin, who's the, you know, local, like doing more into electronic side of things.
Yeah.
But we're hoping to brainstorm and bring together some ideas between science and music. So I myself am a mathematician and a physicist, and I work at the Perimeter Institute and affiliated with Institute for Quantum Computing, and I'm officially a PhD student at University of Toronto Mathematics Department.
Yeah. You're very busy.
Yeah, it's really fun.
I'm just really delighted that you came out tonight to talk about music. That's just wonderful. Thanks so much for doing that.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, so, I mean, Heather had this great idea about maybe we can try to describe some quantum physics or something or something cutting-edge research in the language of music.
Yeah.
And she came to me with this idea, and I am very excited to be involved with that. And so we hope to eventually write new music with a group of performers and perform at both a science venue and a music venue. Hopefully you'll hear more about it later.
Did you meet Christer Schaum when he was here? He was a physicist who did a show, did a presentation for TEDx.
I've heard of him, I think, from Facebook. With Tura.
Yeah, right. And what a novel way he compared physics with dancing with physics, and the principle was teleportation, that if you had the band playing, all the members moved at the same time.
Yes, I think I actually watched the YouTube video. Yeah, which is that teleportation is too cliche. So
yeah,
we're
exactly.
Just like, no.
but isn't it novel to actually have describe it in terms that the layperson would kind of get?
To describe the idea, I think it's not going to be that simple. Like, you know, so if you also watch the Perimeter Institute, some outreach recording, you'll see that, like, they have some pictures and people moving and that kind of stuff, right? So we hope to also have some image. But another thing is, I think in the harmony and the music can actually bring across the complexity and elegance and the beauty in the subject that's more than what you can describe in words. I think it's a multidimensional space. Like, sort of, dimensional, but at least not a linear thing, not a one word at a time.
Yeah.
It's not a zero-dimensional output. My sense.
This is going to be a whole new show, and you know what? we got to kind of wrap up here pretty quick because it's now time for DJ Camille to come on. Max, come on over. I just want to thank you guys so much for coming out. Max, it's just a delight that you are here tonight. Just pull up the microphone and give us a last little go around of things that's come up in the conversation or whatever. We're getting to the last bit of the show here. Go ahead.
Really, no comment other than
you had a good
thanks
time
for having me on.
Yes, and
I love being on radio. And as you know, I've been telling you this for the last 2 hours, how I miss being behind a microphone and doing this kind of stuff. So I really love radio.
Yeah.
We were talking about the necessity of community radio in the community.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever spoken so much about music in the span of 2 hours.
Yeah.
This much in depth, so
it goes fast. Got by pretty quick, doesn't it?
It went by really quick. 2 hours just went by like nothing.
I know.
And so,
all right. Well, thanks so much.
Yeah.
I guess we'll call it
right
night.
Now.
And
sounds
we'll
good.
We'll see you all next week.
Top
and away we go.
You're not going to be here next week, though.
No, I know. We've got Dave and I take turns one way or the other on the show.
Just
right?
Alternating or
alternating? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's how that works.
I'll try to make it in next week with the jam sesh, so we'll see what that's gonna
Okay.
Do so. Perfect. Thanks for having me on, Jeff.
Thanks for being on, and thanks so much, Lucy. And we'll see you next week. We'll play out Love Shack by B-52s on this the Thanksgiving Day of 2013.
All righty.
Thanks.
Okay. See you all later.
Have a good night.